KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Seth Tuttle sank a couple of free throws with 1 second left and finished with 23 points and 11 rebounds to lead Northern Iowa to a 67-65 victory over St. Joseph's last night in the opening round of the NIT. Mark Sonnen scored 15 points for the Panthers, who will play at Drexel in the second round. The Dragons advanced with an 81-56 win over Central Florida. Ronald Roberts Jr. tied the game last night for the Hawks on a thunderous dunk with 7 seconds left to bring them back after they trailed most of the second half, but then Roberts fouled Tuttle with the game tied at 65. Hawks coach Phil Martelli pounded the scorer's table in frustration. Tuttle made the first and appeared to try to miss the second on purpose, but the ball rattled around and in for a 67-65 lead. The Hawks then turned the ball over on their last possession. UNI improves now to 20-13 on the season as they move on in the National Invitation Tournament. Junior Ben Simon scored a game-high 24 points, and sophomore Ravante Rice added 19, all in the second half, to propel the Drake Bulldogs to a 70-64 win over North Dakota Wednesday in the first round of the CollegeInsider.com postseason tournament at the Knapp Center in Des Moines. It was Drake's first win in a postseason tournament beyond a conference tournament since 1975, and it improved the Bulldogs' record to 18-15. It's the highest win total for Drake under head coach Mark Phelps, and the best since the 07-08 team won 28 games. Drake will now play at Rice in the second round of the CIT on Saturday. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off. Vermont and South Florida are the latest teams to win their opening round game at the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, and the tourney gets into high gear with 16 games scheduled for today. Four McGlynn came off the bench to score 18 points, and Matt Glass added 11 as the Catamounts defeated Lamar 71-59. Vermont saw a 16-point lead shrink to 9 before McGlynn drained a three-pointer to put the Catamounts up 59-47 with just over 6 minutes left. Vermont earned its second NCAA tournament victory and moved into the next round to play top seed North Carolina tomorrow. Lamar ended a six-game winning streak despite 16 points each from Devin Lamb and Mike James. South Florida's stifling defense led a 65-54 win over Cal as the Bulls held the Bears to just 13 first-half points. Victor Rudd had 15 points, and freshman Anthony Collins added a dozen to help South Florida earn the right to take on Temple in the next round on Friday. Cal went the final 8:55 of the first half without a point, and they trailed 57-25 with 8:49 to play. First-round winners in the Wednesday's NIT schedule, in addition to Northern Iowa, also included Minnesota, Drexel, Miami, Bucknell, Nevada, and Illinois State. Iowa State has already knocked off Kansas, Baylor, and Kansas State, so forgive the Cyclones if they're not all that phased at facing defending national champion Connecticut in the action today in the NCAA tournament. True, UConn has three national titles and a roster full of future NBA stars, but as Scott Christofferson said Wednesday, Kemba Walker's not coming back, is he? Fact is, the Cyclones, who are the higher seed going into Thursday's game at number 8 to UConn's number 9, are 22-10 on the season. The Huskies, 20-13, struggled down the stretch in the regular season, dropping 9 of their last 13 heading into the Big East tournament. Now, that'll be part of the Iowa State games will be part of the South Regional. There'll be a couple of South Regional games played tonight at Louisville, Kentucky. In fact, the schedule for today's men's NCAA tourney looks like this. In Louisville, they'll start the day with a couple of West Regional games. Murray State will play Colorado State at 11:15 this morning. 30 minutes after that finishes, it's Marquette versus BYU in the West. Then the South Regional games are tonight with Kentucky facing Western Kentucky at 5:50 this evening Central Time. Iowa State and UConn will follow 30 minutes after the conclusion of that game. Also tonight, or today, at Portland, Oregon in the West Regional, Louisville will face Davidson at 12:40 today, and then that'll be followed by New Mexico versus Long Beach State. In the South Regional at Portland tonight, Wichita State plays Virginia Commonwealth at 6:15. Indiana and New Mexico State will follow that ball game. At Albuquerque, New Mexico today, Wisconsin plays Montana at 1:10 this afternoon Central Time in the East Regional, followed by Vanderbilt versus Harvard. Then in the South Regional tonight at Albuquerque, Baylor plays South Dakota State at 6:27 p.m. UNLV and Colorado will follow. And at Pittsburgh today, Kansas State will play Southern Mississippi at 11:40 this morning. That'll be followed by Syracuse versus UNC Asheville. Then tonight it's Gonzaga versus West Virginia at 6:20, followed by Ohio State versus Loyola of Maryland. All those four games in Pittsburgh are in the East Regional portion of the tournament. Well, both Drake and Northern Iowa women's teams will be tipping off postseason tourney play tonight. Drake will play at South Dakota in the first round of the WNIT. The Bulldogs are 18-15, while South Dakota is 22-7. The game will be played at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion. That tips at 7 o'clock tonight. UNI will face Stephen F. Austin in the first round of the Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament. The Panthers are 16-14 on the year. Stephen F. Austin is 23-9. That game will be played in Nacogdoches, Texas, beginning at 7 o'clock this evening. In NBA basketball last night, Indiana beat Philadelphia 111-94. New York over Portland 121-79. New Jersey beat Toronto 98-84. It was Houston over Charlotte 107-87. Milwaukee dumping Cleveland 115-105. The L.A. Lakers in overtime, 107-101 over New Orleans. San Antonio beat Orlando 122-111. It was Chicago over Miami 106-102. Detroit stopping Sacramento 124-112. The L.A. Clippers downing Atlanta 96-82. Boston got by Golden State 105-103. Phoenix outscored Utah 120-111. In the National Hockey League last night, it was Colorado in a shootout, 5-4 over Buffalo. Montreal also had to go to the shootout round to beat Ottawa 3-2. Winnipeg over Dallas 5-2. Edmonton beat Columbus 3-0. Anaheim blanking Detroit 4-0. And Phoenix beat Vancouver 5-4. A defending champion Penn State has three top seeds, all of them undefeated in the NCAA wrestling tournament. Frank Molinaro is 28-0 at 149 pounds. David Taylor is 27-0 at 165, while Edward Ruth is 26-0 at 174 pounds for the Nittany Lions, who are ranked number one in the country under former four-time NCAA champion and Olympian Cale Sanderson, heading into the three-day sold-out event that gets underway this morning in St. Louis. Minnesota is ranked second. Iowa is third. The Hawkeyes have eight wrestlers in the tournament. Out of the 10 weight classes, seven of their wrestlers are seated fifth or better. Oklahoma State, Cornell, and Missouri, who is coming off a Big 12 championship in its final year before moving to the SEC, also field strong teams. Missouri is the only school in the tourney to qualify in all 10 weight divisions, but they have only two seated wrestlers. In football news, the Kansas City Chiefs have signed running back Peyton Hillis, giving the team a formidable duo in the ground game with Jamaal Charles. Hillis had a drama and injury-filled second season in Cleveland after rushing for 1,177 yards in 2010. Terms of that deal weren't immediately disclosed. He won a nationwide fan vote to be on the cover for Madden NFL 12, but then went out and rushed for just 587 yards last season. Hillis sat out September 25th against Miami with a bout of strep throat. That was an incident that didn't sit well with some teammates. He also missed a treatment for his ailing hamstring when he left during a work week to get married. Hillis, a seventh-round draft pick out of Arkansas in 2008, also played a couple of seasons with Denver. Calvin Johnson now has the richest contract among wide receivers in NFL history after Detroit gave him an 8-year package worth up to $132 million. His agent says the deal is worth $60 million guaranteed if Johnson plays through the 2019 season. It's one of the richest deals in league history and tops by $10 million, the 8-year deal that Arizona receiver Larry Fitzgerald got last year. Johnson is a 5-year veteran and 2-time Pro Bowler. His 45 receiving touchdowns are the most in the NFL since 2008. Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver DeSean Jackson has agreed to a 5-year contract after catching 58 passes for 961 yards and 4 touchdowns last season. A person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that that deal is worth a maximum of $51 million. The Eagles also worked out a 4-year contract extension with 2-time Pro Bowl defensive end Trent Cole, who had 11 sacks last season and ranks third on the team's all-time list with 68. Also, Laurent Robinson has left Dallas for a 5-year, $32.5 million deal with Jacksonville. Robinson caught 54 passes for 858 yards and 11 touchdowns for the Cowboys last season. The Jaguars also re-signed defensive end Jeremy Mincy and worked out contract terms with backup defensive tackle C.J. Mosley. San Francisco is reportedly bringing back defensive back Carlos Rogers. A person familiar with the negotiation says that Rogers has agreed to a $31.3 million 4-year deal. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have signed all-pro guard Carl Nix and cornerback Eric Wright to 5-year contracts just a day after landing wide receiver Vincent Jackson during the first day of free agency. Dallas worked out a 3-year deal with quarterback Kyle Orton, and they reached contract terms with cornerback Brandon Carr. The Bears have agreed to a 3-year contract with special team standout Eric Weems. San Diego has re-signed Jared Gaither to a four-year contract, and they inked unrestricted free agent linebacker Jarrett Johnson. The Jets have re-signed kicker Nick Folk, who spent the last 2 years with the team. Also, the New York Giants signed former Dallas tight end Martellus Bennett. Tight end John Carlson is under contract with Minnesota. Defensive end Corey Redding has gone from Baltimore to Indianapolis, while cornerback Cortland Finnegan agreed to a deal with St. Louis after 6 years in Tennessee. Also, Cleveland has released offensive lineman Eric Steinbach, who was due to earn $6 million this season. In baseball news, David Wright's left rib cage injury has been diagnosed as a muscle tear, but the New York Mets third baseman says he'll be ready by opening day. He hasn't played in an exhibition game after suffering the injury during a fielding drill early in camp. Wright is expected to resume baseball activities today. He says he needs just about 2 weeks to prepare for the season, which begins April 4th. In other Mets news, a federal judge has ruled the team owners Fred Wilpon and Saul Katz must show a jury next week that they weren't willfully blind to a gigantic fraud carried out by their friend Bernard Madoff. Judge Jed Radicoff in Manhattan said in a two-page order that the burden will rest with the owners rather than a trustee recovering money on behalf of thousands of cheated Madoff investors. The trustee says the Mets owners knew or should have known that Madoff was operating his multi-billion dollar fraud. Philadelphia Phillies slugger Ryan Howard has been cleared to do some light exercises in a walking boot. That news comes more than 2 weeks after the veteran first baseman needed a procedure to remove an infection around his surgically repaired left Achilles tendon. It's still uncertain when the 2006 National League MVP will return to the Phillies lineup, but it is certain that Howard will start the season on the disabled list. And horse racing news, Kentucky Derby winner Animal Kingdom won't need surgery for a stress fracture in his left hind leg that is causing him to miss the $10 million Dubai World Cup on March 31st. That injury is expected to heal after 30 days of rest in his stall and 60 days of being walked by hand. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.